Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of educational talks with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about the image of the teacher, a teacher for life. I'd like to open with a personal story. Many times, I'm in a situation with my broad family, and my kids are there, and they ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I say, from the bottom of my heart, I want for him to be a teacher. And I see the feedback from the people around me, which is they don't really understand this wish coming from the bottom of my heart. Unfortunately, the image of teachers in Israel is pretty low. And today we'd like to take the image of the teacher, a teacher for life, to the highest possible place and try and put new content into the image of the teacher for life. Yael, please. Recently, I had a class reunion with my elementary school friends, and we all missed this one teacher, which was our teacher from first to third grade. Her name was Michal. We all felt her children. She gave us a feeling that we're all loved, that we're all successful, that we can do anything. Everything was soft, lovingly. She really gave us an excellent start in school. There are many stories, many movies about a teacher for life, an image which became a very essential image in a person's life, and thanks to that teacher, he reached different achievements and his life turned for the better. And today we'd like to understand, who is that teacher that we wish for each one of us, for each one of us, for our kids to have, the teacher for life? And we know that every year we have the competition, the Best Teacher Award. We're trying to find those truly unique teachers. And I'd like to start with something personal. You are a teacher for many years. You're a teacher of many students. From your perspective, who and what is a real teacher? I didn't expect this. Of course, I'm not a teacher by profession, and my profession is very unique. And what I teach, to adults, mature people, from, suppose, the age of 20, more or less. We could say that being the youngest, there are also those, and up to 70 and even 80. So the population of the students, meaning all in all my class, if one might say so, are hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And they're people mostly around the ages of 40, 50, I think. From 40 to 50, this is the main mass. They see me as a guide, especially. This is why they come, because I teach a direction, that through this direction you can reach the meaning of life that they're looking for. This is the reason why they came, in order to find the meaning of life. And therefore, my profession is a special profession. They know more or less what they want. I know what I want from them. And somehow, therefore, we get along, even though the teaching is hard and against the person's natural desire, where the student has to annul himself towards the teacher. And the student's annulment, self-annulment, has to be clear to him. It has to be willingly, out of free choice, and through constant, ongoing hard work. What is it like? It's unlike anything else. Unlike anything else. Because in the army, it's through orders. I come and I annul myself towards my commander. At work, it's also I have no choice. I annul myself towards my manager. And here, I, the student, annul myself towards the teacher by my own free choice. The student's free choice. Yeah, I'm talking from the point of view of the student. And therefore, here's the problem, that we have to help each other, we, the both of us together, to connect between us, to work against the evil, the ego, the stubbornness, everything that exists in the student. The student is capable of walking with me on condition that we both take care of what's standing in his way of getting on the right course in life. Okay, going back to school. Teacher in a classroom. We have two definitions. In Israel, there are two definitions for class teacher. There's the educator who's responsible for the educational part, the part of the values. He accompanies the class all through the year. In addition to the education that he gives them, he's also a professional teacher. Another definition that exists today in the Israeli educational system is a professional teacher that teaches math, Bible, chemistry, and so on. He's a teacher per subject. What in your eyes is the role of a teacher that, so to speak, teaches a certain subject and the role of a teacher who is an educator in school? I don't think that, well, of course, there has to be the educator, the one that, in general, takes care of the spirit in the classroom, reciprocal help that shows them the sources and special movies and so on in order to build them, in order to make a human being out of them, out of clay, out of some raw material. He builds them. This is a profession per se, but also each and every teacher has to be, and somehow each and every teacher has to be this way somehow. What is the role of a teacher? The role of the teacher is, we have no idea what happens and what will happen with kids and what we teach them today. In our world, in 5 years, it could be completely irrelevant and they won't need it. Therefore, what we need is to teach them the right approach to life, the right approach to family life, parents, kids, brothers and sisters, the country, the world, themselves. How to build a family in the right way, how to relate to my working place, my colleagues. In short, we have to teach the child to, first of all, correctly connect with his environment, from the close environment to the furthest environment, so that he'll feel himself comfortable connecting with the whole world. And it doesn't matter where he is. There are such people that are naturally so. They smile, they can talk to anyone, or help others easily, or get help from others easily. This is on the one hand. And this is what we, first of all, have to teach them. And besides that, besides correctly connecting with all of the circles around the person, around the child, we have to especially teach a person, what is it for? What was he born for? A question that every child asks and doesn't get an answer, because no one talks about it. It's like a taboo. This is something you don't ask about. But we work, we study, we travel, we suffer, we're ill, we get better. It doesn't matter. We do everything there is in life. What is the meaning in life? What are we living for? It's a very simple question. And we have to give him an answer for it. And then we'll be sure that the child is standing correctly in life, meaning he can give himself an answer of, what am I living for? Because this gives them the ability to suffer. This gives them the ability to choose the right things as a result of knowing What is he living for? I want to return to what you talked about. This is what I wanted to say, that this is first and foremost, meaning to correctly know how to connect with everyone, and what am I living for? What do I exist for? These are things that he first and foremost has to know from school. Subjects, more or less, these, those, I don't know what's going to happen in 10 or 100 years, but these two things are things that a child has to know as he becomes an adult and onwards. So this will accompany him all life long. Yes, he has to know it all along. You said that you as a teacher are giving your students a direction. The word teacher in Hebrew comes from the word lehorot, to aim in some direction. What does he have to aim them at? What should be that teacher's final goal? The meaning of life? Why were we born? Why were we developed by evolution to become human beings? Why are we alive? What are we living for? And besides this philosophical question of what are we living for, why are we living specifically in this generation, that each and every generation probably has a certain role, a certain possibility, goals, abilities? I have to explain all these things to the teenagers. I'm not even talking about the small kids, but to the teenagers in order to prepare them for life so they could correctly realize life. What achievements? If suppose I'm a teacher and I want to aim my students towards a certain goal, which achievements do I want to aim them at? What are you aiming them at right now? In the best case scenario, how to make a better living and blow the whistle on everyone and get along in life. Yeah, that's called to get along in life, to blow the whistle on everyone and make a lot of money. And what should I aim at? For this, I have to know what does nature demand of us, because we're in a system called nature, and I can't disconnect a person from nature. I have to know what nature evolutionally is in our development and so on and so forth. What does it demand of us? If we'll know, we'll also know how to correctly aim a person so he won't get stuck on different problems where suddenly he ruins his life, where he doesn't know how society has to be, that he'll build his society incorrectly because it will be opposed to the surrounding nature. That is a guide. So a teacher has to be a guide. Sure, whether he's a math teacher or a class educator. Well, a class educator, sure, this is his profession, but a math teacher in a different manner. On a lower level, but each and every teacher has to know it. In my opinion, every person has to know. And what's the difference between the education that a teacher gives and the education that a parent gives at home? What they have to play the same tune. They have to aim the child at the same goal. And the child has to see that there's no difference between the teacher and the parent. That they're even similar. Like it naturally happened that children went to some house in their village or in their area to study something. It's this way. A school and a classroom and the teacher have to be very close to what's happening at home. Who is that teacher? Who does he have to be? Let's try and depict that image, the image of the teacher. Could it be anyone? Anyone who understands the meaning of life? Does he have to have specific qualities be understanding the meaning of life? This knowledge, it builds a person and determines his qualities. Meaning that if today we have classification tests to to attend the Teacher's Academy, in which they really shape that teacher, that we would like him to be the teacher for life. So you say that the only condition to be accepted is to know the meaning of life. Not that he'll know, he'll learn it there. He'll learn the meaning of life. His personal qualities, who and what he is, no, meaningless, it'll change. Someone likes people, someone is more open, someone knows how to guide. Everyone will change, whoever wants. The main thing is the desire. The desire and the process itself will teach him how to be the guide. Yes. Can you depict that teacher? Who is he? How does he behave? How does he come out of that academy? What do we get? Who comes to our class? If we're already talking about these things, then it's a teacher for a man, for a boys and a woman for girls, and not the other way around, and that they have to really learn a person's psychology, and how do we come to the realization of the purpose of life, and how as a result we're supposed to build the family and the social ties and our ties in general and in the working place and on vacation and in kids' education at home. Meaning a teacher, a guide, he has to understand all the different events in life and how to aim them for the attainment of the final goal in a person's life, which is being in balance and harmony with the surrounding world. And beyond the knowledge, emotionally speaking, what is his attitude towards people? How does he behave with the classroom? In accordance with what's necessary each and every moment in order to bring his students to identify with the general law of nature. That's it. Identifying with the general law of nature. Meaning, today we don't feel that we're in some big system called nature. I have to teach the kids so that they will feel this nature, so that they'll live it, nature, so that they'll know how to connect between them in order to influence this system and to feel that system and advance. For this, humanity has to be as round as nature. Meaning, we eventually teach our kids at school to correctly connect with each other. Because in our world, I'm talking about our generation. In our times, we have to come to a humanity which behaves as one system. What you're saying now is universal, or it's for Israel? It's for everyone. This is how education has to be all over the world. Yes. Is there something unique for Israel? We have to do it as quickly as possible. Hasten things. Yes. Is there a special reason why we have to speed things up? Yes, because we have to show it to everyone. We're the examples in terms of education. We're always an example. Usually, we are an example. It's not good that we're not an example or when we're not an example. Okay, so what kind of a motivation? A teacher that comes to the educational system, usually it's women. Either you come with a very strong ideology, with a sense of mission, or you come because it's comfortable, there are many vacations, and the working hours are convenient. With what motivation do you think a teacher that we want him to be a teacher for life should come with? A motivation to build a human being. First of all the subjects they a person he can learn later on too. The main thing for him is how does he make a human being out of that child? He has to shape the face of society. Yes, face of society, of the country, of the family, that later on these kids, they get married, build families. How should the kids see their teacher as an equal or higher than them. It's a guide. How do you treat a guide? What is the right attitude from a teacher towards the guide? What should be the kid's attitude towards their teacher? The kids towards the teacher. Respect and fear. About what? Respect, because he knows he's powerful, he understands them, he feels them, he guides them correctly, he teaches them the secret of life. This is what will turn, what actually will give them the ability to respect him, something that doesn't happen today, that what he has, they truly need. They'll feel a need. Will there be, should the teacher keep his distance with them? Yes and no. Because on their behalf, there has to be warmth and caution and fear. And from him, warmth and love, along with certain judgments in the love. What does it mean? That you can't just treat nicely each other. In the mercy, there also has to be judgment. These are two things that come together. Can you simply explain what you mean by judgment? That you have to be connected on both sides, and giving nicely and love on the one hand, and on the other hand, fear and awe and rejection, more strictness on the one hand, and on the other hand, more softness. Yeah, but it's impossible to explain it this way. Okay, let's move to the parents. How are the parents of those children, how are they supposed to treat the teacher? That they gave into his hands the most precious thing they have in life. And therefore, they can't treat him disrespectfully, but lovingly and with support and respect. What kind of a relationship should there be between the parents and the teacher? They have to have different meetings and reciprocity, correspondence by email or something. The way I feel it today, and I also say this as the father to children, the parents today especially come to the teachers with complaints, especially it's negative criticism about what's wrong. No, here there has to be reciprocal work. It's impossible that the teacher does something in school and the parents don't know. That's impossible. First of all, there has to be a direct connection between the classroom and home, where at any time they can watch it. The parents can watch what's going on in the classroom during the lessons. What, cameras? Yeah, what's the problem? No problem. I know that my wife has this opportunity to watch her grandchild in kindergarten, and she watches. Where is he? What is he doing? It's pleasant for her. And then, what should be the relationship between the parents and the teachers? Again, they have to be up to date about what's going on in the classroom. Yeah, but besides that, respect and participation. Because all in all, we're working together. The kid is at home no less than at school. Why am I asking? Unfortunately, every week you see on the news from different places that parents are violent towards teachers and attack them and so on. So we're trying to depict the image of the teacher, a teacher for life. We want to disconnect from all the, pardon my French, garbage that we see today and depict the optimum state. In this situation, what is the relation between the teachers and parents? Yeah, but you can't build something that this is the only thing that I build sectorially. It's not even a system, it's the entire environment, the whole society, the nation. It has to shake everyone up, because otherwise we won't get the next generation. What is the essence of the change that everyone has to undergo? The importance of the guide, the preparing of the guide, the understanding of the parents that they have to work with them. There has to be an academy for teaching that will take upon itself, an academy for education that will take upon itself all these things and change the schools. Schools that are independent of the country. Schools that you can choose everything. That there is a special preparation for that guide and for teachers altogether, the attitude towards the teachers, towards the children, towards the parents. But again, all this stems from the understanding, the knowledge that in so and so many years, when our kids go out to life, we will see a horrific generation that has no idea how to live, what are they living for, they're truly lost. Let them smoke some pot, and that's that. They don't want anything else. An apathic generation that doesn't understand the meaning of life. And this whole change can start from school. It's the right place to start. It's a place that can create the social change. And even before, in kindergartens, yes. 40 seconds left. If this change will happen, how will the next generation, what will it look like? Now you depicted the black picture that I see on a day-to-day basis. I see it in the park next to my home, those kids that run away from school and smoke pot. But if we make this change, what generation will we get? A generation that, first of all, knows what are they living for. We don't know. I'm talking about this generation doesn't know what are we living for. And the next generation, for them to know it, so they'll feel good in life. We live because this is how we were taught. The evil inclination was smaller. I have to keep my family, my children, my grandchildren, and so on. Our generation, meaning the next generation, it won't fill them. They'll throw all these things away. They'll have no reason to live. And we, therefore, have to give them a reason to live. You have to open this knowledge to them. What does a person live in this world for? Without it, you'll see even he won't even come to smoking marijuana. I don't know how they'll end life. We are before a state where there is no choice. We have to change our approach to life so that everyone will know what are they living for, and it all comes down to the educational system. The image of the teacher, a teacher for life, is the teacher that, a teacher who knows the secret of life. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. A teacher for life, a teacher who knows the secret of life. Till next time. All the best.